Beginning in 1993, Brazilian photographer Sebastião Salgado spent 6 years trekking across 40 countries in Africa, the Americas, Europe, and Asia. He took pictures of people on the move from war, famine, and natural disasters. 300 of those pictures are currently on display at the Leonardo in Salt Lake City, Utah. The exhibition is called Exodus, and the black and white photographs document the hopes and fears of individuals caught in the waves of human migration. From member station KUER, Jenny Brundin prepared this profile.
For the past 30 years, Brazilian Sebastião Salgado has traveled to the far reaches of the planet, documenting the human condition with his camera. From coal miners in India to Senegalese construction workers in Paris, Salgado's photographs portray the world's people with humanity and dignity. He photographs, he says, to inspire us to reflect upon the human condition at the turn of the millennium, and ultimately create a new way to coexist.
People live in a beautiful place like Salt Lake City, that quite far away from Africa, from Latin America, from Asia, where 80% of the global population lives. That pictures show the majority of the behavior of this planet. We must show the society that we live. We must know how we are evolving inside our history.
In 1993, Salgado began documenting the millions of people who've left their homes on the move towards new destinies. They are migrants fleeing environmental degradation or poverty, refugees fleeing persecution and war, and exiles like the Palestinians. Salgado spent 6 years and traveled in 40 countries. He captures shantytowns in the world's swollen megacities like Jakarta, Indonesia. There are photographs of Ecuadorian peasants trying to eke out an existence high in the mountains because the valleys are consumed by large cattle ranches. There are images of the Rwandan genocide and its aftermath, and Russian Jews fleeing to America.
There are other issues here. This next gallery is about Asia.
Kent Miles is the project director for the Leonardo's Exodus exhibit. He says the photographs tell the story of one person or a group of people, but they also connect visitors to the massive social, political, and human transformations that are taking place on the planet right now. He stops in front of a photograph of people walking on top of a massive pipeline running straight through the slums of Bombay, India. Women in saris walk on top of it as if it were a sidewalk.
We have a huge pipeline, you know, that's rather elegant in its curve and graceful in the light, you know, bouncing on it from the sky. And it's big enough to be a thoroughfare for people to walk through this jumble of shantytown gathered up against it. And then the content rises and we ask, well, what is this pipeline? It's a water pipeline. Well, carrying water from where to where? It's carrying it to the wealthy part of town. And the people that are living backed up to it don't have access to it. But again, the photograph, you know, gets us into the story in such an eloquent way.
Latin American writer Eduardo Galeano wrote once that Salgado's camera reaches in to reveal the light of human life with tragic intensity, with sad tenderness. Kent Miles believes the subjects are not exploited or treated as objects, but as human beings, brothers and sisters. One photograph shows a group of Sudanese lost boys. They're fleeing civil war in their country, but in this moment, they're entwined in the branches of a tree, resting comfortably, observing the photographer.
He looks and sees the very human gestures and expressions and relationships that exist, even in the most extreme circumstances, and that is never lost sight of.
While some have criticized Salgado for the beauty in his photographs, even of the most desperate situations, Mexican poet Homero Arrigues says that's what makes Salgado a great photojournalist. That beauty is the dignity of his subjects. He believes Salgado's photos share another quality with great Latin American photographers of the past.
One of the things that I like in Sebastián Salgado photos is that not only he transmits the spirit of place, but also the spirit of our time, a humanity in motion.
The image that haunts me and is the one from Rwanda of the line of human beings walking on this ridgeline.
Utah writer Terry Tempest Williams.
It was like seeing our species as a ghost. Millions of people on the move with no place to go. We literally are a species displaced. And at what peril and at what consequence? And whether it's refugees or whether it's seeking refuge, what happens when we no longer have a place we call home? What happens when we no longer recognize the place we once called home?
There are now 100 million international migrants, a number that has almost doubled in the span of a decade, and many of them are children.
There's another interesting image here in the corner.
Part of the Exodus exhibit is a section of 40 portraits of children from around the world. The children ask Salgado to photograph them. Exhibit director Kent Miles points to a portrait of a young Afghan girl.
And you look at this face, that's an elegant face, and the eyes and the way the light is coming across it, and this wonderful headpiece that wraps around her face. And then you look at her hands, and these are not hands of a child that we're used to seeing. These are hands that have done some real serious labor. Is this the way it ought to be? You know, he's asking us these questions.
We tend to want artists to be somehow neutral or on the side or not in the middle of things.
Fred Richin is the director of Pixel Press, an online photography magazine, and a former photography editor for the New York Times Magazine. He says the mission of the documentary photographer, pushing viewers to ask questions and see connections, is one many Americans aren't used to.
You know, it's like the Hollywood movie is art for us, but what we're talking about here is something quite different, which is pushing a social agenda and trying to make people to see, like Sebastio's doing, that we're very connected to the person in Africa or Latin America, that we're all one planet, we're all together.
And for some visitors at the Exodus exhibit, the connections are very real. Viewing the photographs is an emotional experience for 14-year-old Fernando Coronel, originally from Mexico.
I feel bad because I see people struggling like that. I picture my family like that. So we used to hardly eat. We didn't have no heat neither. So we could barely live until we moved here. So we're kind of like that with ripped clothes and all that. Makes me feel bad because, yeah, we were like that too.
An admirer of Salgado's work once wrote, "To experience his work retrospectively is like seeing a satellite image with a human soul. Something shifts. You begin to realize how big and important the subjects he tackles are and how irrevocable the loss of land and life truly are." Still, most visitors leave the exhibit hopeful. Indeed, in the eyes of his subjects, Salgado himself saw hope.
For example, when I shoot a lot of refugees in the roads, had lose all their material goods. The only thing that were with them, to push them in front, was their instinct of survive. And with incredible hope for a new life. And they were not depressed. No, they had the future in front of them that was necessary to build. And this is incredible when you see this. We are capable to build again. No, to have a dream and to build inside the dream, or be destroyed back, built again. And this, for me, is something very, very, very rich.
For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brandine in Salt Lake City.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.
היא הייתה כל כך קטנה, כמעט שלא...